finger at Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russian President Putin is calling an attack on the only bridge to Crimea a terrorist act carried out by Ukrainian special forces. This as Moscow launches new attacks in southern Ukraine. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Mr. Putin started this war, and Mr. Putin could end it today simply by moving his troops out of the country. He's the one who chose to start this conflict. Again, he can choose to end it. And the president was talking about finding a way to end this war, which we all want to do.
Kirby on ABC's This Week. Gas prices are on the rise again. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg says prices jumped 21 cents over the past 2 weeks to a nationwide average of $3.99 a gallon. And while the Biden administration blames OPEC's announcement to cut production, Lundberg says that move is not what it seems.
The OPEC Plus production cut was not from actual production. It was from their official target quota. So the actual cut may prove to be far smaller.
Lundberg says the Russian oil embargo, which goes into effect in December, will have a far greater potential to raise prices. Authorities in Colorado say one person was killed and four people injured after a man intentionally drove a pickup truck through a crowd gathered outside a bar in the West Denver suburb of Golden following an altercation early this morning. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says a 29-year-old driver and a 25-year-old passenger were arrested. The sheriff's office says that just before the attack, bouncers of the bar broke up an altercation between the two suspects and some of the victims. Three of the four injured received minor injuries. Another person who was inside the vehicle is not facing charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Biden administration officials holding talks with a Taliban leader. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more.
We do know it involves CIA Deputy Director David Cohen and a top State Department official. The two met with the Taliban's head of intelligence. Now, the U.S. had previously cut high-level communication with Afghanistan's leadership after learning it had been harboring 9/11 architect Ayman al-Zawahiri. Now, it was a blatant violation of the Doha Agreement under which the Taliban had vowed not to harbor terrorists if the U.S. withdrew troops. Al-Zawahiri was killed by U.S. forces on July 31st when Hellfire missiles were launched at his apartment in Kabul. So this in-person meeting is the first since the al-Qaeda leader was taken out.
The international community does not recognize the Taliban as the legitimate government of Afghanistan. Former President Trump has shown his support for Spain's far right in a video shown at a rally in Madrid for the Vox Party. Vox is against gender equality laws and unauthorized immigration from Africa and embraces the legacy of Spain's former right-wing dictatorship. There's a unique lost and found story out of one of the area's hardest hit by Hurricane Ian.
Ashley Garner lives in Fort Myers, Florida, and lost her wedding ring outside of her house a couple of days before Ian struck. Her husband and her three kids helped her look, but Garner says she just accepted that it was gone, saying, "It was only a thing. It's replaceable. And I just let it go." The family stayed put during the hurricane, and while their home didn't suffer any flooding, Ian's nearly 150-mile-per-hour winds did make a mess outside. Believe it or not, just 10 minutes into cleaning up post-storm, Garner's husband moved a pile of brush near the garage and found the ring. Garner writing on Facebook that amidst all the devastation Ian caused, finding the ring gave her hope. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.